cousin and tell you what he done on every day, and really didn't tell you what year, 1890 something, you know. Well, I can't remember dates that way.
My goodness. On this cyclone that you had, was there any wind before?
Well, there was some wind, I guess. I don't remember much about the wind. It seemed to me there was wind on the cyclone, quite a bit of wind before the cyclone come. Mm-hmm. And it'd been raining a little bit, just sprinkling rain.
Mm-hmm. This was from the southwest, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's the way we have them all here. They're traveling northeast.
Just going to make the trip up to Arkansas, yeah, and Missouri.
Yeah, they headed that way up about Siloam Springs, I guess, somewhere.
That's a nice little town.
Yeah, I never was there. I've heard of it.
I've been there once. Their streets are sort of like this.
You ever Midwest City?
No. Don't think
that's
I've ever been there.
Street like that. And they've got, fella told me up there that you couldn't go around the block on any street in there. I don't know whether you know or not. Some man laid it out, and it seemed to me it was laid out to make it a safe town from speedsters and then it works out. They couldn't get very fast. They get around the curve or something.
Do you have that white fluffy stuff around here much? Around, I mean, you go out in the morning and you find it, you can't see anything.
Frost.
Well, I see that marks the end of the growing season. I mean, this would be more like clouds, but they're low lying.
Well, that's fog. We've had that about twice in the last 2 weeks.
Hmm.
You couldn't see it. You couldn't see the highway from here.
Hmm.
I took one last Monday week ago, took my daughter to bus station, and in two or three places you couldn't see across this room. Fog was so dense.
Hmm.
And that slowed down directly you get through that worst, and you could see a little further ahead and then pick up.
I hate to drive in that.
Well, I'm afraid to drive in it. But I had to go over there to get her over in time to catch the bus out.
Do you have freezing weather down here?
Yeah, quite a lot of freezing weather.
Do your ponds ever?
They ice over. Freeze over.
They do it last winter?
Well, once or twice. It didn't get very deep, the solid. Ice wasn't very thick, but it iced over a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had to go out and cut holes in the ice so your cattle could get some cattle could get water.
Oh, it was solid then.
Yeah, it stayed that way maybe for a week or two. We don't have the winters like we used to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank goodness, huh?
Yeah, sure glad.
What would you call a long period of dry weather?
Well, come in.
I think I'll just take that into the shop when I get back to Stillwater and have the man see if he can find that bare wire. I don't like that.
Did you get a shock again then?
Uh-huh. When it starts to whistle, there are two little pads here that press on the recording heads. And they get iron oxide on them from the tape, and then they set up a little squeal. You gotta push them to move them down a little ways, and they'll stop doing that. If there has been no wind, or if there's been a gentle breeze, then you see that the wind is
calmed.
Well, no, the other way.
Delayed.